And now on Spirit FM, your regular interview with an interesting person from across the coast. Today, I have the pleasure to chat with Cheryl Fuller, the Mayor of Central Coast Council. And good morning and welcome to Mayor Cheryl Fuller here on the Spirit FM for one of our first interviews. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me on Spirit FM. I'm excited about your new station and excited to talk to your audience.
That's great. Well, let's get it started. There's a rumour that there's NAIDOC week on it this week.
Yes, no rumour there. It is definitely NAIDOC week. So happy NAIDOC week to yourself and your listeners. And it's 5 decades of NAIDOC week, 50 years. Certainly not 50 years of First Nations culture and history and achievements, but certainly 50 years since we put it into this week and recognised it formally at this time of the year. So the theme this year, Brian, is 50 years of deadly. So, you know, that's that makes me smile every time I hear it. So that's great. So we've had a few things happening. We had a community event on Sunday just gone, which was a walk on country with Lyndon O'Neill down along the foreshore in Ulverston, so that was lovely. But at Hive, which I know is still one of your favourite places to be, we've got a range of things. So there's an immense experience with storytelling, music and visuals at the planetarium. There's also a photographic exhibition on display at the ground floor, and some lovely opportunities for people to just immerse themselves in the stories and the culture and the art and the visual nature that is NAIDOC, and just take that opportunity to reflect and to be grateful for the generosity of our First Nations people here in Central Coast. And they generously share their art and their stories and their knowledge of the land with us. So we're grateful. So all the information about the NAIDOC Week offerings are on the news section of our website.
And it's brilliant, as you mentioned, 50 years ago back. Thousands and thousands
correct.
Of years.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right.
But their contributions to our society are immense.
Immense and ongoing. And I always acknowledge the generosity, you know, given the history, particularly in Tasmania, of the settlement and our interaction with Aboriginal and First Nations people. The ones who live here with us still are so generous in sharing their knowledge and their art and their culture. And we are certainly very grateful at council.
Yeah, so I was always amazed at, you know, the edible foods and other things that they have shown, you know, the rest of us that we have no idea. And it's important that we all know about that, I think.
It is. Yesterday we had a staff NAIDOC Week event as well for the staff and councillors here at Central Coast, and again went down to the foreshore of the Leven River area, the mouth of the Leven River, and just to hear from Lyndon O'Neill in particular, who has really immersed himself in what the land used to look like before sediment, white sediment, and, you know, how nature has changed, not always for the better, Brian, but how the infrastructure we've created and the man-made items and how it's affected the dunes and the flow of water and the quality of water. So just that knowledge and understanding, and just to spend some time thinking about what it was like before and what we should do to be great custodians of it now is super interesting. And yeah, as I said, we're very grateful for them for generously sharing that knowledge with us.
Yeah, it's amazing that you don't realise that how much change has taken place. And I looked at the Penguin History Group and some of the pictures that I've seen from there. It's just amazing that things were like that back in the day. And it's not that long ago, but, you know, for the Indigenous people.
No, that's exactly right. And we all, you know, it is the nature of our lives, isn't it? We come in and we have our own life for, you know, 70 or 80 years if we are fortunate. And what happens before us and after us is often not front of mind. But my learning as mayor for the last 3 or so years and working closely with our First Nations people is that they don't see it like that. They see it in hundreds of years, thousands of years, and it is a very different perspective. So I've personally learned a lot, and I know the council staff have also.
It's that phrase, the bigger picture. Which is
yes,
often
literally.
We're very narrow sometimes in our view.
It's just the way that we live our lives, isn't it? No, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's just the way that society works at this point in time.
Well, moving on, and knowing it's winter, the help support of the winter shelter in Ulverston is a good plan.
Yes, Yeah, the winter shelter. So I'm very proud of this program. Council have been working alongside the combined churches for a couple of years now. It's taken a little while for this program to be up and running to make sure that the spaces where people would be sleeping are safe. So we have four churches in Ulverston who work together, and they will be providing literally sleeping accommodation overnight, every night of the week for people that do not have anywhere else to sleep. The program rotates across the churches, and the clients or the folks that are wanting to use that service, they arrive on site at, you know, sort of 5 or 6 o'clock. They'll have a meal, they'll be greeted. Importantly, there'll be some company and some conversation and a generous welcome. They're provided with a bed for the night, and then the next morning all the bits and pieces are packed up and it moves on, those provisions move to the next church, and of course that person goes away and does whatever it is that they need to do for that day. It's a model that has been done elsewhere, so as far as how it works and making sure everybody is safe and everything is thought of, that's all well thought through. It is, however, a first for Tasmania. Hasn't been done here before, so we're proud to work and support that project, and hopefully, you know, iron out all the wrinkles, so to speak, and so that other communities might be able to get that up and running as well. As we know, there are people that have insecure housing, and you might see them sleeping rough, or you might be aware that there are people camping in places that it's not ideal to be camping in winter, sleeping in their cars or couch surfing and so forth. So this is a very practical way that people can help those folks in need. There's a range of roles. We need volunteers to keep the program well established and running smoothly. There's a range of roles. You don't have to be the person that stays at the church overnight while everyone sleeps. There are roles that involve laundry. There are you can do cooking. You can even be the person that tows the trailer from one church to the next location, and that could just be your task. So if that sounds like something that you'd like to know more about or volunteer or support in some way, then please reach out to the Combined Churches of Ulverston. I know that you'll find them on Facebook, and but if that's not your thing, please reach out to the Salvation Army or even phone the staff here at Council, and we'll provide you an email address or a phone number to talk to the coordinators of that program. As I said, it's a practical way of helping. And as with all things in life, Brian, we've got two choices. We can do nothing or we can do something, right?
Yes, and to make that influence and to see those resources, knowing that churches stand still, well, they have various activities through the week, but to see those resources being used like this is great.
Yes, that's right. And it seems quite obvious, doesn't it, that if you think about the history of a church, it seems quite logical that they would be able to provide shelter to those in need overnight. And as I said, some of those things have taken a little bit of working through, but they're in place now. So I would encourage people to reach out to the Combined Churches of Ulverston and get involved.
And moving on to our next point, the one about National Tree Day. It's important too.
National Tree Day, yes. It's a funny time of the year, isn't it, to have National Tree Day? But it is a great time of the year to get out, do some digging, do some planting, and get warm. So we're again hosting a National Tree Day event at Bicentennial Park. So people would know that. Again, that's in Ulverston, you know, at the end of Beach Road, Otto's Grotto, all that parkland just there. Sunday the 26th of July, and we will be there between 10 and 12. Oh, we probably had maybe 40 people of all ages and stages come along last year and taught me how to plant trees. So it's an all ages event. We will provide all the gear, of course, and things to keep everybody safe. We'll provide gloves and tools, but people should bring along, you know, their appropriate clothing and sun protection and so forth. There'll be activity packs for the children and a chance to learn more about local wildlife and the ecosystems that are along there. That's we go back to talking about NAIDOC Week. That particular area in Bicentennial Park, we've been doing a lot of work there for the last year or so to remove the weeds and the invasive species, and just to get back to the plants are indigenous to that site and that we know flourish and do well. And we're really keen to boost up that buffer between the beach and the park. As with many of our places, it's very subject to erosion, and the best thing we can do in those areas is plant trees.
And don't forget National Tree Day in the Bicentenary Park in Ulverston, Sunday the 26th of July from 10 a.m. through 12 p.m. We had a little technology failure during the last part of the interview, so I'll just go quickly through the last point that Cheryl wanted to talk about, the Keith Smith Lane. Many people would know that our community recently gathered with the Tasmanian Police to mark 12 months since Constable Keith Smith was taken from us here in Ulverston. As a part of this service, we were able to share a lasting tribute from the Ulverston community with the laneway between Victoria and King Edward Streets, now named Keith Smith Lane. It is a lane that many people will know, connecting the Ulverston Police Station with the nearby eateries and coffee shops, and it is a stretch that Keith travelled often. A name known by his family, colleagues and friends will now be forever known in this place. Next time you're in Ulverston, I encourage you to look at the sign, take a moment and remember Keith, his service and the local police officers who continue to serve our community. I'd like to thank Cheryl for her time this morning. Cheryl Fuller, the Mayor of Central Coast Council, and appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day. I'm Brian Shearston, and you are listening to Spirit FM, streaming on the internet from spiritfm.au in partnership with your local paper, The Coastal Voice.